ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Nanayana namaskrityam Nanam chaiva nalottamam Devin sarasvatim vyasam Tato chayam utidlayet Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavatam sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter A. Praise by Queen Kunti and Parikshit saved. Today we are reading text number 47. Aha Raja Damasutas Chintayam Suhridam Vadam Prakrite Natmana Vipraha Sneha Moha Vasam Gataha Aharaja Damas Aharaja Damasutas Chintayan Suhridam Vadam Prakrite Natmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Gata Aharaja Damasutas Chintayan Sukritam Vadam Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Gata Aharaja Damasutas Chintayan Sukritam Vadam Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Gatam. Suridam Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Gatam. Namasutta Chintayan Suridamatam Prakritenatmana Vipra Seya Moham Vasam Kata Alachatamasutta Chintayan Suridamatam Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Katam Aharaja Dhammasutas Chintayan Suridam Vadam Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Katam Jadamasutta Prakritenatmana Vipra Sneha Moha Vasam Katam Aharaja Damasutta Chintayan Suhridam Vadam Akriteratmanabhipra Tehamohama Matajis Anacha Tamasuta Shindayanru Sindhasu hisamitam Prakrite atmanavipra Sehamo navashyankataha Ahachadamasata Sindhasu hisamitam Prakrite namadavipra Aha, Sid, Raja, King Yudhisthir, Dhamma Sutaha, the son of Dhamma, Yamaraj, Chintayam, thinking of, Suhridam, of the friends, Vadam, killing, Prakritena, by material conception only. Atmana, by the self. Vipraha, O Brahmana. Sneha, affection. Moha, delusion. Vasham, being carried away by. Gataha, having gone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. King Yudhisthira, son of Dhamma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak. Purport. King Yudhisthira, though he was not expected to become aggrieved like a common man, became deluded by worldly affection by the will of the Lord, just as Arjuna was apparently deluded. A man who sees knows well that the living entity is neither the body nor the mind, but is transcendental to the material conception of life. The common man thinks of violence and non-violence in terms of the body, but that is a kind of delusion. Everyone is duty-bound according to one's occupational duties. A Kshatriya is bound to fight for the right cause, regardless of the opposite party. In discharge of duty, one should not be disturbed by the annihilation of the material body, which is only the external dress of the living soul. All this was perfectly known to Maharaj Yudhisthira, but by the will of the Lord, he became just like a common man, because there was another great idea behind this delusion. The king would be instructed by Bhishma as Arjuna was instructed by the Lord himself. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdare Smade Tamao Krishna Goswami Ginamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdare Smade Bhaktivedanta Swami Ginamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Golavani Prachanine Nivishesha Shunavadi Paschadishatanine. Aha Raja Dhammasutas Chintayan Surhidam Vadam prakrite natmana vipra sneha moha vishagata. King Yudhisthira, son of Dharma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak. So here, Sudha Goswami, he is describing that Maharaj Yudhisthira, how he is overwhelmed by the death of so many of his friends and relatives on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Maharaj Yudhisthira was lamenting here. We know that the battle of Kurukshetra had been fought for 18 days. And 640 million people were killed in that battlefield. It is actually the greatest world war in the human history. Yeah. And among those who were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, many of them were relatives and friends of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Let me get here. Prabhupada, he was saying here that on the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Bhurishrava, who were his father's contemporaries, grandfather Bhishma and Somadatta, teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya, maternal uncles like Sarya and Shakuni, brothers like Duryodhan, sons like Lakshman, friends like Ashwatthama, well-wishers like Kritavama, etc. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. So after the battle of Kurukshetra, all the friends and relatives of Maharaj Yudhisthira, they were all killed. And that's why Maharaj Yudhisthira here is lamenting. But actually, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that a man who sees, knows well that the living entity is neither the body nor the mind, but is transcendental to material conception of life. That means, actually, there's no need for us to lament. So I remember there's a nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita. I think it's a fifth chapter, text number 18. Let me see. Yeah. It is said here, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Swapakacha Pandita Samadashina. It is said that the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog eater, outcast. In the purport, interesting is, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he was writing that a Krishna conscious person does not make any distinction between species or castes. The Brahmana and the outcast may be different from social point of view, or a dog, a cow, and an elephant may be different from point of view of species. But these differences of bodily, these differences of body are meaningless from the viewpoint of a learned transcendentalist. This is due to their relationship to the Supreme. For the Supreme Lord, by his plenary portion as Paramatma, he is present in everyone's heart. Such an understanding of the Supreme is real knowledge. Yeah. As far as the bodies are concerned, in different castes or different species of life, the Lord is equally kind to everyone, because he treats every living being as a friend, yet maintains himself as Paramatma, regardless of circumstances of the living entities. The Lord as Paramatma is present both in the outcasts and in the Brahmana. Although the body of a Brahmana and that of an outcast are not the same, the bodies are material productions of different modes of material nature, but the soul and the super soul within the body are of the same spiritual quality. Yeah, that means the super soul is Sachi Ananda. The individual soul is also Sachi Ananda, because the individual soul has the same quality of the super soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna. However, the similarity in the quality of the soul and the super soul, however, does not make them equal in quantity. No. For the individual soul is present only in that particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present in each and every body. A Krishna conscious person has full knowledge of this, and therefore he is truly learned and has equal vision. So that's why a Krishna conscious person is not lamenting according to his spiritual knowledge. Yeah. Because the spirit soul can never be destroyed by any weapons of, you know, we are, or be, you know, withered by wind or wet by water, you see. Yeah. It's completely spiritual. Yeah. But here, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was put in this kind of delusion. Because Krishna wants, and he cannot be convinced, like the previous verse was saying, Krishna cannot convince him. Because Krishna, Lord Krishna, has his plan to let Bhishma Dev to speak. Yeah. Just like before the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was also was in a kind of a delusion. Yeah. Actually, I was reading Arjuna's delusion. It's really very Amazing. Let's take a look. Arjuna's. And he give, and Arjuna give lots of reasons why, you know, he was in that kind of lamentation. So Arjuna, he was saying in the first chapter of the Gita, Arjuna, he was saying, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up." And he continues saying, "My whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on end, and my bow Gandiva is slipping from my hands, and my skin is burning. I'm now unable to stand here any longer. I'm forgetting myself, and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, curing of the Keshi demon." And then Arjuna said, "I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom, or happiness." Arjuna continues saying, "O Govinda, of what avails to us, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties, and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them? Even though they might otherwise kill me, O maintainer of all living entities, I'm not prepared to fight. I'm not prepared to fight with them. Even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. Yeah. What to speak of this earthly planet? Yeah. What pleasure will we derive from killing the son of Dhritarashtra?" So, and then he continues, goes on, and we all know afterwards, at the end of this first chapter, Sanjaya, he said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows, and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with griefs. So, again, you know, Krishna put Arjuna in that condition. Looks like Arjuna, he was lamenting for what is not worthy of his lamentation. Actually, Krishna purposely put Arjuna in that way so that Krishna can speak the Bhagavad Gita. And then we know in the second chapter, Krishna, he was saying that in the text number 11, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Asocham Amva Shochastvam, Pragya Vadans Chabasha Se, Katansum Agatasumscha, Nanu Shochati Pandita. The Supreme Personality of God asserted, "While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. So Krishna is giving Arjuna the instructions that a real man, he should not lament neither for the living nor for the dead. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he writes that the Lord advanced, took the position of the teacher and chastised the student, calling him indirectly a fool. The Lord said, "You are talking like a learned man, but you do not know that one who is learned, one who knows what is the body and what is the soul, does not lament for any stage of the body, neither in the living nor in the dead condition." Now, see, Arjuna, he gave so many reasons that he should not fight. These reasons, you know, seems very good. That's why Krishna, you know, was telling Arjuna, "You are speaking like a learned man, but actually you are not." Yeah, because a learned man lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada, he continued in his purport saying that, as explained in later chapters, it will be clear that knowledge means to know matter and spirit, and the controller of both.
Yeah.
Arjuna argued that religious principle should be given more importance than politics or sociology. But he did not know that knowledge of matter, soul, and the supreme is even more important than religious formularies. And because he was lacking in that knowledge, he should not have posed himself as a very learned man, as he did not happen to be a very learned man. He was consequently lamenting for something which was unworthy of lamentation.
Yeah.
The body is born and is destined to be vanquished today or tomorrow. Therefore, the body is not as important as the soul. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him, there's no cause for lamentation, regardless of the condition of the material body. But actually, we understand that, as I already said, that because Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was actually a pure devotee of the Lord, he would never be in this kind of illusion. It is all Krishna's plan. Like at the end in the purport, all this was perfectly known to Maharaj Yudhisthira. But by the will of the Lord, he became just like a common man, because there was another great idea behind this delusion. The king would be instructed by Bhishma as Arjuna was instructed by the Lord himself.
Yeah.
So I will stop here. Are there any questions and comments?
Answering. And of course, Krishna can answer all questions, but sometimes we're just appreciating to glorify his pure devotees like Bhishma Dev. He's one of the Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, he's one of the Mahajans, Prahlada Janaka Bhishma. you know, he's glorifying his devotees by allowing them to speak about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, just to glorify them. And another point is, it's interesting that the point about they became kings of the world and they have all the land and opulences, but the point Arjuna makes, all of whom you might, the reason you get those opulences to impress, they're all finished, they're all dead, you know. So that's an interesting, it's irony, you know, because, you know, we may get a bunch of stuff, but without other people to share it with, then it has no meaning, really. And it's almost like, but it was service. It was an instruction of the Lord for them to do that, and there was a good reason behind it, so they went ahead and did it.
Thank you very much for the wonderful point.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions and comments?
Yeah.
Okay, so we will stop here. Thank you very much. Yantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Pramandi. Hari Hari Haru. Jai Jai Jai.
Thank you.